Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I am Harsh Singh and in this lecture we will discuss Ram Mohan Roy. Generally he is referred to as Raja Ram Mohan Roy and his dates are between 1772 to 1833. So here we have a personality that is often regarded as the inaugurator of modern India or somebody who is responsible for the Renaissance in India and one of the earliest if not the earliest figures in the Indian Renaissance, in particular Bengal Renaissance, because at that time Bengal was the center of the British Empire and also the center of many intellectual movements. Now mostly we read about Raja Ram Mohan Roy in history books, especially when students study about India's struggle for independence. But in this lecture we'll focus on the literary output of Raja Ram Mohan Roy. But briefly, Roy was a religious, social and educational reformer who challenged traditional Hindu culture for the many superstitions that were part of Hindu culture at that time. And with respect to his life, he was born in a prosperous family in the then British ruled Bengal into a Brahmin family. And he went to Patna at the age of 9 to study Arabic and Persian. Patna is the capital of Bihar, the present Bihar. And Ram Mohan Roy steeped himself in theology, whether it be Islamic theology, culture, Persian poetry, because Persian during those times was a important language, important official language of India. And he developed a rationalistic approach towards religion. And he applied this rationalistic approach towards reforming Hinduism. Now, with respect to his literary output, initially he started with journalism and he edited periodicals in three languages. In Persian, this was called Miratul Akbar. In English, this was called Brahmanical Magazine, okay, the Brahmanical Magazine. In 1828, he founded the Brahmo Samaj or Brahmo Samaj. Sabha or Samaj, which is regarded as the earliest attempt of its kind in the 19th century to revitalize Hinduism. So one thing you should keep in mind is that though he was critical of the superstitions of Hinduism, he wanted to revitalize Hinduism. He wanted to make Hinduism better. He was a critic of the unnecessary rites and rituals that were part of Hinduism, of the bad practices or the outdated practices that were part of Hinduism at that time, but he was not against Hinduism. And gradually he also became proficient at about a dozen Oriental languages, not just Persian and Hindi, but also Bengali, of course, because Bengali was his mother tongue, and Sanskrit and English, and some others as well. And one of the first essays written by Ram Mohan Roy was called A Defense of Hindu Theism. Okay, this is a essay written in English, A Defense of Hindu Theism, which was published in 1817. Then along with religious writings, he also did a lot of political writings. And the most significant of Ram Mohan Roy's political writings are the two petitions against the press regulations. Okay, so the title is Petitions Against the Press Regulations, which was published in 1823. And these two were drafted by him and signed along with him by his supporters. And one critic has said that Ram Mohan Roy's writings obviously belong to the category of literature of knowledge rather than literature of power. Yet, he is a master of a distinguished English prose style. Now, you should understand what is the difference between literature of knowledge and literature of power. Now, usse pehle ye ki who has actually made these points or who has coined these two phrases, literature of knowledge and literature of power? The answer is Thomas D. Quinche, the English writer Thomas D. Quinche in 1848. And Thomas D. Quinche was writing an essay on the poetry of Pope. And in that essay, he makes a mention of these two phrases, literature of knowledge and literature of power. Theek hai, literature of knowledge kya hota hai? Something whose purpose is to teach. Theek hai? Literature of power, the function of literature of power is to move, okay, M-O-V-E, move. Of course, you can go in further detail as to what the more detailed meaning of these two phrases are. But in general, we can say that the works of Raja Ram Mohan Roy can be classified as literature of knowledge. And related to that, as I said earlier, that Raja Ram Mohan Roy was a social reformer. So, he wrote many articles, many essays, many petitions in English for social reform. So for the purpose of social reform. For example, you might have already read in history books that he campaigned against the practice of sati. So there is a very famous petition by him titled Anti-Sati Petition to the House of Commons. Okay, Anti-Sati Petition to the House of Commons, which was published in 1832. Then there is another one with the title Abstract of the Arguments Regarding the Burning of Widows Considered as a Religious Rite. Okay, Abstract of the Arguments Regarding the Burning of Widows Considered as a Religious Rite. This was published in 1830. Okay, and then Ram Mohan Roy's famous work, or let's say petition to the Viceroy, called Letter on English Education. Okay, Letter on English Education. This is the title. Because Ram Mohan Roy is also somebody who promoted the use of English and English education in India. Because in those days, the British were in charge and there was a debate ongoing in the British Parliament and within the British government that was ruling India, whether they should teach the natives in English or not. So, Ram Mohan Roy supported that decision. He said that, yes, English education is required for India and Indians. Then, as I said that he has also written political pamphlets. Okay, and there is a very famous petition by him, Petitions Against the Press Regulations. Okay, Petitions Against the Press Regulations, published in 1823. And this was basically because in those days, the British government, which was ruling India, was placing a lot of restrictions on press, Indian press. Now, one more thing you should keep in mind, as I said earlier, that Ram Mohan Roy, initially, when he was studying, he acquired a lot of knowledge of theology, Islamic theology, as well as later on also of Christian theology. But knowledge of theology didn't mean that he became superstitious or orthodox. On the contrary, he tried to gain the true message that is there in the Bible or Quran or all the religious books. And, you know, after learning Christian theology, he published a work called Precepts of Jesus. Okay, Precepts of Jesus, The Guide to Peace and Happiness, extracted from the books of the New Testament, ascribed to the four evangelists with translations into Sanskrit and Bengali. This is the complete title. In short, it is often just referred to as Precepts of Jesus. Now, later on, this was written in, of course, English. Later on, after the publication of this article, it was condemned as being heretical or being anti-religious by many Christian missionaries and many Orthodox Christians. And because of this, Ram Mohan Roy also wrote successive rejoinders. And one such rejoinder had the title, An Appeal to the Christian Public in Defense of the Precepts of Jesus. Okay, this is the complete title. An Appeal to the Christian Public in Defense of the Precepts of Jesus. Okay, this was published in 1820. So, as we can see that Ram Mohan Roy, from the point of view of literature or literary works, wrote for the purpose of social reform, wrote for the purpose of religious reform, wrote for the purpose of political reform. So, from an exam point of view, just remember the names of at least some of his articles that he has written, be it for any purpose, be it for the purpose of social reform, religious reform, political reform. And also remember the names of the periodicals or the journals which he started or which he edited. And one very famous one is Miratul Akbar. Okay, though this was in Persian, but this is very famous. Even in history books, you will find repeated mention of this journal. And Rabindranath Tagore later on describes Raja Ram Mohan Roy as the inaugurator of the modern age in India. Okay, inaugurator of the modern age in India. And when you read little bit about him, you will indeed find out that he was the morning star of the Indian Renaissance.